Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, voice memos with the Plex Talk Pocket. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's tips. Today, I'm going to discuss only one tip. I said tips, didn't I? I am going to discuss how to create a voice memo with the Plex Talk Pocket. One of the cool things you can do with this device is to record something very small on the fly and have it stored on the device's internal memory to play back at a later date. This is ideal for something like phone numbers, grocery store list items, etc. It's called a voice memo. And like I said, these are small little recordings that are stored on the device's internal memory. You can have up to 30 minutes of voice memos. The internal memory is also used to store voice bookmarks. So there's kind of a war going on between voice bookmarks and voice memos. The more you record of one, the less room you have for the other. If you're recording voice memos, you can have up to 200 of them stored at any one time. If you record more than 200, then the oldest ones start to fall off. There is, of course, an option to delete voice memos, and we will discuss that a little bit later. Right now, I'm going to discuss how to record and play back voice memos and also how to delete them. I am going to record a simple voice memo for starters, and to do this, I am going to press and hold down the record key. The record key is on the top of the machine. All the buttons are either on the top or the sides. This is on the top left. It is an inset button below the speaker grill. So the speaker grill is on the very top. Then you've got this inset button on the left, and that is the recording button.
Voice memo.
So I am pressing and holding down the recording button in an effort to record a voice memo with the Plex Talk Pocket. I am holding down the button throughout the process of recording, and once I release the button, the voice memo will be completed and will play back to me. So I am pressing and holding down the recording button in an effort to record a voice memo with the Plex Talk Pocket. I am holding down the button throughout the process of recording, and once I release the button, the voice memo will be completed and will play back to me.
It played the memo. It is going to timestamp the memo with the date and time so that I can find it. It does not say just something like voice memo 1, voice memo 2. This is handy if you've got a lot of memos and you want to know which one, you know, you want memos from March 1st, say, and you've got memos that you recorded on April 30th. You can't remember what exactly you recorded on March 1st, but if you can find the one with that date, then you'll know you've got the right memo. So I'm going to show you how to play this back again, because the idea is you're going to want to be able to find it at a later date. Currently, on the right-hand side of the device, we said that the record button was on the top left. On the top right, we've got the power button, which is another inset button with two dots. Below that, we have the menu button. And below that, we have the title button. We want the title button. We're going to press it one time.
Voice memo 1.
So I am pressing and holding down the recording button in an effort to record a voice memo with the Plex Talk Pocket. I am holding down the button throughout the process of recording, and once I release the button, the voice memo will be completed and will play back to me.
Recorded date, September 15th, 2011, 12:57 p.m.
If I had more voice memos.
1.
So
I hit the play stop key. If I had more voice memos, I could go back and forth between them with the left and right arrows. One thing, I think I may have misrepresented it. It doesn't give the time and date before it plays the memo. It gives it after it plays the memo. So it says a number, it plays the memo, and then gives the recorded date and time. Still, I think if you have a basic idea of what the memo is about, hear the first few words, no, it's not it, just hit the right and left arrow keys and it will take you to the next memo. So I've played this memo. What if I want to delete it? Okay, well, for this, I want the menu key, which is above the title key. It's the key below the power button. It is a downward pointing triangle, while the title key is sort of like an upward pointing triangle. So menu.
Menu. Edit. Use right or left key to select item.
I'm going to want to
find stop, down or pound key to confirm or up key to cancel.
One that is called voice memo.
Recording settings. Playback settings. Bookmark. Voice memo.
Got there by pressing the right arrow key several times. Now I'm going to press down arrow.
Enter select items. Delete the selected voice memo.
What else is in this option?
Delete all voice memos. Delete the selected voice memo.
Okay, well, you can delete the selected voice memo, or delete them all. And in this case, we only have one, but I'm going to delete the selected voice memo, so I'm going to hit Enter, which is the round key in the midst of the four arrow keys.
Enter.
So I am pressing and holding down the recording button.
Enter, please wait. Deleted. No voice memo.
What I ended up doing there was pressing the Enter key while it was in the menu. I realized that was the one I wanted, so then I pressed the down arrow key to go ahead and delete it. And it said, please wait, and then deleted it and gave our little musical sound to let us know that it was done. What if I want to get back to my SD card? Well, the title key toggles between three types of media, SD card, USB, and voice memos. So I'm going to press it.
SD card, all titles list, select title, audiobook, no USB media.
Press it again. It's checking for voice memos.
No voice memo. SD card, all titles list, select title, audiobook. Please wait.
I have a remedy for that.
Whoops. I'm sorry. So the point I wanted to demonstrate is the title key, again, the one below the menu key, is the one that toggles between the various types of media. So you will press it to get back to whatever media you want and out of the voice memos. So that is a simple way in which you can record things on the fly and have them stored in internal memory and delete them when you are done with them. Again, very handy little feature, simple as that. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.